Maybe I shall meet a man not scared of an intelligent woman at the university, Marietta mused. But I may have to resort to responding to one of those gentlemen who advertise in the newspapers. I think most men would refuse to marry me once they have met me in person. I am far too opinionated and set in my ways. But, my dear, that is such a wonderful idea. We should find someone for you to correspond with immediately, Clara said, clapping her hands together in glee at such an unorthodox thing. I must confess I had such hopes for you and Mr. Hemthwaite. But I suppose there is no hope there. Well, he has not written in many weeks, and I have made an utter fool of myself and written to him almost every other day. So I think we can safely say that our friendship meant more to us than it did to him, Marietta said, unable to hide the bitterness from her tone. Columbus was not so far away, and though she had at first given Mr. Hemthwaite the benefit of the doubt, as he had family matters to attend to, she was sure that he could have and should have written to her by now if he had any intentions of doing so.
You liked him far more than you ever wished to admit, didn't you?
I did, but it does not matter now. I shall accept that there is no hope for us, and we'll move on. Pass me the newspaper, and I will start my search for a replacement immediately, she joked weakly. Aunt Clara gave her a gentle look, but still handed her the newspaper.
I think you should look. It is good to find new friends. It is time you began to think of your own future. I am truly feeling so much stronger and more content now. I am sure I can hope, as long as we never live too far away from one another.
I would never leave you behind, Marietta assured her, squeezing her hand where it lay on the table. I would miss you too much. She could see her words had touched her aunt, but she could also see how much strength it had taken for Aunt Clara to say such things. She began to peruse the long list of matrimonial advertisements. Many seemed dull and dreary. It seemed that she was destined never to find a man who might be interested in a woman who had her own opinions. All they seemed interested in was that she be passably pretty and know how to make a home and to eventually produce children. But there was one gentleman that sounded at least a little more sensitive, as if he desired more of a meeting of minds.
Gentlemen of Texas would like to find a young woman to correspond with a view to matrimony in time. The subscriber seeks a woman with intelligence, compassion, and a love of family. He can offer a good home and a stimulating environment much suited to the kind of woman who enjoys a challenge and enjoys an academic challenge. All replies to Box 34, The Cambridge Times.
Marietta thought he sounded a little like Mr. Hemthwaite, but it seemed that this intelligent-sounding man wished to find a bride, and there had been little impression from the erstwhile lepidopterist during their acquaintance that he was even interested in anything other than his work. She only wished that this gentleman lived a little closer to home. But it seemed, from the advertisement's wording at least, that Texas was where a woman like her might need to go to find a man not threatened by an intelligent woman.